Finding Brian Podcast, episode 17.
Welcome to Finding Brian, show of self-help, self-discovery, and inner growth. Each week we look at things learned through books, podcasts, and other mediums. Learning about productivity, spirituality, and discovering what I want to be when I grow up.
Hey everybody, hello and welcome back to the Finding Brian Podcast. This is me, Brian, and been a rather busy couple of weeks. I didn't get a show, as any of you dedicated listeners are know. I didn't get a show out last week. Because we've had a lot of crap going on. A lot more stuff going on than I really care to actually be dealing with. We've got a couple of things. One, I'm going to get into the big stuff first. Wanted to talk about Podcast Dojo, otherwise known as Project Kick, as I announced, I think the last time. I am now in the process of doing, of getting the production, starting up, getting the podcast. I've got the first 6 podcasts, show notes laid out, fixed to actually sit down and do a recording after I got this. I wanted to see what a marathon worth of recording would be like, see if I could do it, and if I could, great. I'd been meaning to try to get that podcast up and going for a while. There's parts of me that were kind of sitting back, and I wasn't sure exactly how I wanted to do it. And then it finally kind of clicked, actually about a week ago, really, how I wanted to take it. Because I don't want to come off as someone who doesn't know what in the heck they're talking about. I'm sure anybody who's ever listened or has any clue as to what I'm talking about knows what I'm saying with this, because no one wants to come off sounding fake. And the easiest way to come off sounding fake is to be fake. To not have a clue as to what you're talking about, but trying to sound like you know what you're talking about. I was struggling. I knew what I wanted Podcast Dojo to be. And I'm going to talk about this also, but I'll go ahead and I'll let y'all know. I'm going to kind of what the spiel of Podcast Dojo is. I am going to learn the business of podcasting. Okay? I want to know what it takes to do a podcast. What it takes to get a good sounding podcast. What it takes to become known as an expert in podcasting. And from everything that I've seen, everything that I've read, I mean, even like Dustin Hartzler and Marcus Couch and a lot of these guys whose podcasts I listen to, Dustin Hartzler is at your website engineer, and Marcus Couch and John Overall are both over at... what in the heck are they? WPpluginsA2Z.com. Both great plugins that are centered around WordPress themselves. But neither one of them started out knowing it all. And they have actually taken their business that they do by actually just through podcasting and expressing the fact that, hey, I have learned this. This is what I've learned. This is what I wanted to tell you. And this is how I'm expressing it. And that's what I've decided I'm going to do with Podcast Dojo. I am going to take the idiot's route, which actually it's not all that, because I do actually have 3 years worth of podcasting under my belt. Now, granted, that is not like Dave Jackson, who's been podcasting since 2005. So, I mean, he's got 8 years under, and I've got almost, so he was podcasting almost 5 years before I even decided, hey, hold up, I can take a microphone and I can record and I can do this without, you know, without costing a whole lot of money. And this is stuff that I've learned how to do. And so that's the angle I'm actually taking. And the same process, I am planning on building my catalog, so to speak. This is going to be the catalog of equipment. And I've already come across people who are looking for podcasting equipment. They have come across podcasting. They have come across all the keywords I've been looking for. And that's great. It's awesome. That's what I'm after. They want to know how to podcast. People obviously want to know how to podcast. And podcasting is easy. And Kevin Smith showed me that. Kevin Smith showed me that you can podcast without having a fair amount of knowledge on it. Now, granted, he's been podcasting several years. I think he's been, he's 5 years now that he's been podcasting. He's one of the originals. I mean, he was podcasting before Adam Carolla, and he was podcasting before... except for the likes of like Leah Laporte, which I mean, I think him and Adam Curry basically almost started out of the gate at the exact same time. And I really wish I had the foresight back then to have started, because wow, that would have been awesome. But you know, it didn't, and so it's cool. I'm learning. I'm playing catch up. Normally, what I do is I seem to play catch up. I will see stuff. And I can predict it and go, hey, that's going to be big. But I don't do anything until I see whether or not I find out, well, hey, was this really big or not? And come to find out, yeah. Now, I know it sounded like I was tooting my horn, but I'm not kind of being facetious more than I am truthful. Because I'll see something that really interests me, and then all of a sudden, it's what it is. I'll like it and I'll get into it, and then it really takes off, and I really kick myself for not trying to find a business angle for what it was that was really interesting to me. So why am I taking up Podcast Dojo? Why have another podcast about podcasting when there are 7 or 8 really good ones out there that everybody seems to be listening to? Well, because I want to be that other one that everybody listens to. Because if you're listening to Podcast Answer Man, then guaranteed you're probably also listening to this Dave Jackson's School of Podcasting, Daniel J. Lewis's Audacity to Podcast, and Ray Ortega's Podcaster Studio, and then Nick Suberling's Start Podcasting and Recording Today, or Start. And then there's several others out there that I've heard, and they're doing podcasts on podcasting. But honestly, a lot of times it doesn't seem like they take it very seriously. They do a show here and there and from time to time, and just really don't take it all that too terribly serious. That, or they just kind of pod fade and they lose the passion. Because podcasting itself is not their passion. The thing that they podcast about. Take Struggling Entrepreneur. Oh, crud, I can't even think of his name. But he's had several podcasts that he's podfaded because, one, he's just had his plate too full. And that's a good sign of you can't podcast about everything you want to podcast about. Though it's fun, I'll tell you that right up front, it is fun to try to podcast about everything you want to podcast about, and it will make you have a full day if you do just that. You podcast about everything that you want to podcast about, you're going to be making shows for the shows of the shows. Or you are, you know, some people, they get into television. I'm not a television person. I mean, I've sat and watched a television show from time to time. I really think that if we can ever get television really going again and Jana finds a show that she really likes, I think her and a friend of hers would have a good time doing a review show of whatever that particular episode was about. But, you know. So, but yeah, Podcast Dojo is out of the gate, so to speak. I failed miserably, and the reason I'm saying that I actually have failed, and not that it was a learning deal, I actually did fail at writing articles because I've written one in the 4 weeks that I said I'm going to start writing four articles. It hasn't happened. Good deal of it, 98% of it is my fault. The other 2% work. Because I could have, there were many times I sat there and was like, all right, I need to write something. What I want to write about. And not know, and not have the gumption enough to actually write. Now, I have heard people talk many, many times that it is to write an article. It, you want it to become habit. There's several guys out there who talk about you want to write. Put down that you're going to write 1,000 words a day, and eventually, it becomes your habit that you're not going. You can't go to sleep until you have 1,000 words typed out onto the screen. And I'm not saying sit down and do 1,000 words. Don't get up from the seat until 1,000 words is done. That's like telling somebody do 200 push-ups. You're going to sit there and see, what? I can't do 200 push-ups. But if you go, well, no, I want you to do 200 push-ups, but you've got all day to do them. And all of a sudden, hey, that becomes better. Like the old saying goes, you can eat a whale starts with the first bite. And that's how doing articles is. You've got to just start. But to not just start, you actually have to have an attitude about it. You've got to have the attitude that I am going to write. And that's one of the reasons why I went ahead and just kicked Podcast Dojo open and said, hey, we're going to get podcasts going down the road. I am going to start out doing it. Honestly, I'm going to start out doing it the wrong way. I'm going to be having it on my, I'm going to be hosting the files myself. And then do that until it starts causing a problem. And then I'll probably switch over. I'm going to actually partake in a free service for a while for hosting. Because I really don't want to have, I really don't want to have to start up another account and spend more money. I would end up having to actually go with Podcast Dojo. And actually, I've another podcast that I'm actually creating. You're going, what? You're starting up another one? You hadn't even got Podcast Dojo going. You're right, I haven't. But these two are actually going to work in conjunction. Because the other show that I'm starting up is Business Around Town. And this one is actually going to be, I've got the domain. That's all I have. And I am going to, this is going to be my reference spot, because I'm going to run this show as a full-fledged business. And the angel investor is going to be me. Because what I plan on doing is actually kind of a neat idea. I picked it up from another podcast, Amy Porterfield's podcast, and I'm going to try this out. I'm going to see if I can get a little bit of money starting to trickle in through this to help fund Podcast Dojo, to show that I know, to use it as a reference as to, hey, see this businessaroundtown.com? That's mine. I started it. And so I know what I'm talking about. And I'm actually thinking that business around town, it might accidentally start trying to make money within 6 months if I play my cards right and if I actually get stuff running, because it is actually going to be a very local niche. It is going to help the local businesses of that are around this area. I'm saying within about a 50-mile, maybe 100-mile radius. 100-mile at the most. I think that's, I'm going to start covering a lot of areas. But it's actually going to just start within a 10-mile radius, because that'll cover the closest, largest town. And then I'll branch out from there and start covering all the other towns within that area. And it'll, I think we've got some pretty cool that's going to come about, and that'll be updating through here and through Podcast Dojo, and lots of repeat information, and it'll be disseminated and propagated and shared throughout several of the Hey Rolling Podcast Network sites. But yeah, I think it's cool. I am actually at the point where I'm almost salivating. This is such a neat idea. And I'm hoping that looking into this, it turns out as awesome as I think it's going to. But like I said, it's your attitude. And it's the attitude that I've developed with Podcast Dojo that has caused business around town to develop, to become the marker that shows that I have an inkling, kind of my resume, so to speak, to show, hey, you can do this. Businesses, you want to do this. Businesses, you want to podcast, because podcasting is great for your business, great for anybody who's got a specific niche. Now, I'm not saying grocery stores are good, but like Ray Ortega, starting out doing a podcast about produce, how to find the right type of tomato and find the, or what's the difference between the different apples, you know, things like that are great, great shows. But that is, again, see my attitude. I've got a great attitude about this, and so it doesn't hurt to have. And so that's one of the things I wanted to kind of talk about right now is the attitude. You can have a great attitude about whatever it is you want to have an attitude about. And it works. And it helps greatly to have a good attitude. But what happens if you don't have a good attitude? What happens if that attitude, you walk and crawl out of bed and you're in a piss poor mood? Well, honestly, it's easy to fix. And it sounds really stupid, and it sounds, actually, it sounds almost kind of spiritual mumbo jumbo. But this is stuff that Zig Ziglar even says. You change your attitude by just saying, I'm not going to be mad. If you wake up out of bed and you just had just wake up on the wrong side, you stepped on the dog bit your other toe, and as you were stumbling around with that, you bounce your head off the door facing, and then you're trying to get out of the door, you go to open the door, and your knee catches the door and slams into your face, and you bounce off, just having a bad day, and you already got 14 bruises before you even get to the bathroom. You can be all the grump you want to be. You can go to work and go, or you can go ahead and just walk in, take a deep breath, and smile. Yeah, force yourself to smile. It feels fake at first. But you know what? After a bit, that grump leaves, because grumps can't stand smiles. And so the more you smile, the less you're grumpy. The less you're grumpy, the better life is. And so your attitude changes around. And that's kind of what I had to do with Podcast Dojo. Because Podcast Dojo, I was actually had the attitude of, crap, how am I going to do this? I was coming up with every excuse I could possibly think of to not launch Podcast Dojo. Now, you may ask yourself, why? Well, I asked myself. I did. I sat down and was like, okay, as I was driving from here down to Odessa, the basic conversation was, what is it about Podcast Dojo that's scaring me so bad? And after kind of thinking it through, I realized that it's because I don't have time to do all the shows. I would have to do several shows at a time and make sure I have them early enough in the day to be able to get them to, you know, show up on a regular basis, because I do want Podcast Dojo to be regular. That's what I plan on preaching. That's what I want to have. That show needs to be clockwork released on Mondays at 1 o'clock in the morning. And the reason behind that is so that people can get it and be reliable. They see that as being reliable, they're going to take me as being reliable. If I'm reliable, they will trust me more. They trust me, they will buy from me. If they buy from me, then I can actually start making enough money to where I can quit trucking and not have to worry about it so bad. Make enough money to where I can actually continue to truck if I want and still have this extra money come in. So if I have a skinny pay period, it's all right. We've got this. Oh, well, you know what? It's Christmas time. We're not doing crap in the oil field. You know what? Guys, boss, Mrs. Boss, I love y'all dearly. I'd like to stay and help, but I've got bigger fish and bigger dreams I want to chase, and so I would like to do that. And I actually foresee them as being very okay. Knock yourself out. At least I hope that's how they would react. So, but you have to have your attitudes in line. And I was afraid that with Podcast Dojo, I was going to it not work out. I look like a laughingstock. I look like I'm just following everybody else. And there's reasons why I'm also chose podcasting about podcasting and to become a podcast consultant, which is my ultimate idea of doing. Because one, the main guy, Cliff Ravenscraft, he's actually getting big enough to where he's only able to do, or the only people who are going to be able to utilize him are those that are fairly well off. And when I say fairly well off, I mean that can go off and afford $4,000 for or $2,000 for a 2 week or 4 week course, and be able to talk to him when his consulting fees are $300 an hour. And then if you want to be part of spend another, you know, $4,000, I think is what it is, or $2,000, might be $2,000, for a podcast mastermind group. Yeah, he has got it set up to where if you do those, you will succeed. But the common person, the person who has the idea, who has their business, yeah, they may be able to afford that sum, but then there's others who are not going to be able to afford it. And that's okay. I'm not trying to go into direct competition with Cliff Ravenscraft, Dave Jackson, Daniel J. Lewis, Ray Ortega, or even Nick Suberling. Because most of them live over on the East Coast. I'm in the middle of the U.S. I have got Dallas, all the way from Dallas, all the way up to Chicago, over to Denver. I've got a huge swath of land I could claim as my own. That is my attitude. My attitude is I can dominate my market area. start with Oklahoma, go to Texas, go up to, and I've got people who I've already started mapping out going, hey, I think this person would be great as a podcast. What would I charge to get them set up? What would I charge to do this? To even be able to, you know, go into just being a podcast producer. To do the podcast cutting and all that and have people just have a service where I'm the one who's doing that, going through and doing the edits. There's these things that can be done all the time. And oh, okay, never mind. The thoughts that my dog Scout was about to start barking, I was gonna was afraid of something, was he was gonna start going crazy, but luckily no. Now, what else in the family world of the Goodwin household is going on? Well, teen update, we hit a little bit of a rough spot earlier last Monday. I was getting myself ready. I just got a call from the field coordinator, said, hey, time to go grab yourself some sand, go get loaded and head out to location. All right, let's go get loaded. So I get up, I get everything kind of packed up that I want to take with me, you know, extra set of clothes and stuff, so in case I was stuck out there for a couple of days. And I head to the truck. And I hop, climb up in the truck, I fire up the truck, and I go grab my coffee cup, and I walk over to the store. And as I walk over to the store, I happen to look up and saw my son's friend, Tim Anthony. T.A. And he kind of looked like, hi, tried to be, you know, calm and cool and stuff. A little weird, 6:30 in the morning, that he was out and about in somebody's pickup. So as I walk over there, I was talking to him, I looked in, and there's Jaden laying down. Like he's, don't let him see me, don't let him see me, don't let him see me. And tell him to get out. Talk to him a little bit. They were just out running around. Come, Jaden gets out, and you can tell by the way he was moving, the forgetfulness of himself, he was drunk. He had apparently, I have to give Jaden kudos on this, he knows how to keep his mouth shut. He is not about to rat on his sources. I can't get him to rat on his sources. I have tried to get him to rat on his sources. I've tried every trick I could possibly think of, and no love. And so I was able to pull out of him, or actually I wasn't, because after I walked them home and sat there and commenced to berating Jaden the whole route, which is, you know, about 6-7 blocks, not city blocks, they're small town blocks, so, you know, maybe a half mile. Walking back, just blah, 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 blah. Eating Jaden's butt, just giving him a what for. And Jaden obviously is drunk enough to be belligerent. Not just argumentative, flat out belligerent. And so he's making snide, stupid remarks. And Tim Anthony, the sober one, was saying, dude, you're not helping matters, Annie. Shut your mouth. Keep your mouth shut, dude. You better just stop talking, man. Which, I mean, is a good point. I mean, it would be smart if you kept your mouth shut, especially in instances like that. But, you know, drunk people are drunk people, and they're stupid when they get drunk. At least that's my view. And so We got him home, talked to him, got Jana up. Hated having to do that, but got her up at 6 o'clock in the morning to deal with Jaden and TA heading out during the night and being gone all night and drinking Jaden the majority of a 30-pack. Not a happy day. Had an emergency counseling session with him, the counselors, and Jana, and just was just had they had it out. And after that, Jaden and Tim Anthony both, they were kind of, they're basically put to work, and they cleaned the front porch and they cleaned the yard and they cleaned the back porch and they worked outside, worked in the heat, and I think Jaden kind of figured out this really sucks balls. And I hope he does. I hope he realizes it, and I hope he remembers it, and I hope he adheres to it, because honestly, that's, I can't be having that. That's just something you don't want to be dealing with. It's bad enough when you've got, bad enough having other teenage challenges going on, but to go off and to be dead set on getting yourself drunk, I don't understand, because whenever I was growing up, I was not a drinker. Now, I'm sure it's a lot of, some folks are going, oh, don't tell me that. All teenage. No, actually, I wasn't. Now, did I have a drink before? Yeah. I never got drunk until I was 21. And that's because I didn't see the purpose in getting drunk. I'd been around some of my friends who had gone off and gotten drunk, and I saw how stupid they looked. I saw how moronic they looked, and they do. And folks who drink and get drunk, guess what? You look like an idiot. Yeah, you may think you're cool, but you're not. You're a biggest doofus that's ever come around at that moment. People remember your idiot moves. They don't remember that whether you were doing something good or not. If you did something stupid while you were drunk, they're going to remember it every single time. But Jaden's attitude here recently has changed. Now, granted, I had a little bit of a run-in because one of his old friends, and I used to like his old friend, but an old friend showed up. Wanted to see TA. And now, wasn't going to begrudge him from seeing each other, but the trick to it was if I'm around, he is not going to be by himself with this other kid. And so I make it a point to not allow him to be alone with this other kid. And this is the first time this kid had been around in many, many months. And now, Jaden had a hard time kind of understanding why I was not going to allow him privacy time. And he was working real hard at wanting to have some quote-unquote privacy time. Even as far as, hey, Dad, I'm going to go to the store with him. I'm like, no, he can go by himself. You hang here. And that is because I have a firm belief that this kid is a dealer in mainly just pot, but still is a dealer nonetheless, an illegal drug. Can I prove it? No. But if you look at his Facebook statuses and you look at his previous actions, that's what I'm led to believe. And I'm going to block my son from that. He may not understand it. I know today's culture is just mind-boggling, maddening, because guess what? Oh, hold up. I love it. I got a dog that loves barking at motorcycles. Motorcycles and four-wheelers, three-wheelers, any motorized small vehicle. Oh, this dog just goes crazy. You'll probably hear him a little bit in the back, that or our other dog, Dasher. But anyhow, so I firm believer, and I hate having to do that, because at one time, this kid was a great kid. One of those that I liked seeing him come around. Enjoyed him coming around. But too many times, things have not worked the right way. Haven't worked out at all in the way that they need to work out. What is it, 2x4? Yeah, you. Our cat. The family kitty kitty. That's your... Doop, doop, doop. Yeah. Come on. Nope. Hold up. There we go. Okay. Now that we got the cat in the lap and the dog looking at me like, why can't I take him? Why can't I be up there? So, but anyhow. So, folks, that's just one of the crappy parts of parenting. To actually have to go off and tell your son that the old guy, who's a good guy, who's a friend of yours, but a stupidly insane influence, horrible influence, because of the choices that his friend made, I have to tell him no, that you can't hang around said friend. It is terrible. Not any fun at all. And I really wish that I didn't have to, but I do. At least I feel I have to, because I'm not going to just allow... There he is. See? Motorcycle driving by. So. So. Just give it up. They're bound to term to drive by, so Scout was going to have... Y'all, sorry, folks. Y'all just had to deal with barking dog. So... But it's the attitude. And then again, it's all in the attitude. The attitude from this Jaden's old friend is, I want to put out that I like drugs. I like pot. And so my attitude is, I don't want you around my family anymore. My attitude is influenced by other people's attitude, and I hope my attitude influences other people's attitude. But even though that has happened, and we had, and it wasn't a bad argument. It was a very general, very thought provoking. At least I hope it was thought provoking for him. Discussion that I am influenced by his friend's influences. If he wants me to be happy go lucky, then he's got to show me happy-go-lucky friends. Nope. Go. Leave the cat alone. All of a sudden, the dog's trying to herd the cat. It's like herding cats. You can't do it. He's a border collie, so he's got to herd anything that moves. So, but anyhow, but now that's the, the teenage update. And again, folks, I don't talk, I don't do this in a means to kind of to disparage anybody. I don't want you, if you don't have kids yet, don't worry. Yes, I know that it sounds like I am just saying, oh my God, you're going to have trouble with kids. Yeah, you're going to have trouble with kids. But it's the fact that you have these kids. You remember what they were like when they were small. They are trying to figure out what it's like. They're wanting so desperately to be an adult. They're wanting to be grown up. They want to be an adult so bad they can taste it. I mean... You see Jaden, and he just, you tell him, all right, here in a year and a half and a high school diploma, you're out of here, buddy. And he's like, thank God. And you can see it. And he's chomping at the bit, ready, raring to get out the gate and go 100 miles an hour. But it's one of those instances where when it comes to teenagers, they want out. They want to be grown up so badly in a childhood way. And the times that you're treating them like an adult are the times they're going to want to, they keep hollering. They don't want to be treated like babies. Treat me like an adult. Well, guess what? I'm trying. You don't want me to. But, oh heck. This is actually a very beautiful day. I'm hanging out underneath the cedar tree in my little swing set. My swing chair. We got little sparrows hopping around, tweeting, and sitting here by the pool. Really tempted. I think I might have to take a little evening swim here soon. But anyhow, what else do we got on here? Just some more stuff about on Podcast Dojo. I know that there are a few things I really have to take care of. I've got to get out of the way. I've got to get certain trigger points launched before I can take off. One being business around town, which I'll encourage y'all to keep an eye open. You go right there, and right now it's just an empty page. It's just, you go there and it's a CGI bin and nothing else. And it's fixing to have the new site up. I'm just kind of putting it together. I've already got the cover art put together. Very proud of the cover art. I think it is just slick when it comes to the cover art. Very simple. Very, very nicely done. And it's amazing what happens. I'm sure I could probably make it just a hair bit better. But, I mean, I didn't have the $100 to have the cover art done, but I have got a friend who I'm going to work with here real quick, and he's going to start doing all the cover art for all the podcast shows. I know that he's about $100 a pop, which seems to be about the going rate right now, unless it starts getting even busier, and then it may jump up to, you know, $250, but that might be something that he will, and I'd like to help my friend out, because I've seen what he does. He does a great job, and so I want to see him succeed, and hopefully I can succeed so I can bring him along. But what else is happening? Not much, oil field wise. Not much. I mean, we got a little bit of aggravation work-wise that's kind of come up. It's nothing I'm going to really want to air out here. It's not not really worth talking about, to tell you the truth. But, I mean, I am coming very clear and very able to very clearly understand that the lack of communication is the carcinogen for the cancer of rumors. And it's a lack of information, lack of communication that's going on at work, as causing people to think they've got things figured out. Got Munchka Butt, she's about to go swimming. So, But there's some dissension in the ranks, and that dissension is basically because of lack of communication. There's not enough information out there. So, well, anyhow, as you can hear, we've got kiddos jumping into the pool. They're fixing to go and have some fun. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to cut this short. And I'll go ahead and I will talk to y'all next week. And we will see how things run from there. So, folks, y'all take care. Have yourself a great week. And stay focused on what's ahead. And we'll because it's, though life is, it can be tough, you can make it one of the most wonderful adventures if you just apply it. So till next week, guys, we'll talk to you then. Bye.
Does a biological determinist still like the French kiss? Does Walt Whitman move an atheist? Does a tragic end before all innocence? Are we special? Are we common at the same time?
Opening song, Ratbags by All India Radio, and the closing song, Hero Villain by Parlor Steps, can be found at musicalley.com.
Woo! Member of the Hey Rolling Podcast Network, heyrolling.com.